Hi everyone, Rebecca Rizzo with the Red Hair Energy with Shea Rizzo. Thanks so much for tuning in. If this is your first time here, or if you're returning, it is so funny. Every time I start this, I've started this three times, I get messages that are popping up. So you know, we're going to be talking about cleansing your aura and just having intention and really making sure that you are mindful as to your protection and cleansing of your auric field. So first and foremost, one of the things I want to start with is protecting yourself. So I'm on social media a lot. Obviously, you guys are seeing me now and I am out there. And so really spiritually, you want to make sure that anybody who is giving their eyes to you, that is laying themselves onto you through social media, that you're protected by anybody who is not giving you positive. So that you are protected by any negative coming at you. And so you need to say to yourself, I am spiritually protected from any energies that are coming at me negative, that I am be able to be protected through these channels, no matter how anybody is consuming my image, and that you are only getting positive back. So it is. Amen. However you want to tie that up with a bow, but you need to be mindful of that. So when you put that out there, understand that there are folks that are going to look at you and they're going to maybe not like you. And how do you kind of deal with that? Just go with intention and understand that you are protected. Okay. Especially when you put that out there. The next is cleansing your aura. How do you cleanse your aura? So I am out all the time with folks. And a lot of the times when you leave being in a crowd or being around people or just going to a certain place, there is a heaviness or a pain that you may experience. Well, I'm going to say to you that's real. Okay. That is real. You are really feeling an energetic impact on you. And if you start to feel that heaviness, that laggy, that sickness, that, oh, I'm not feeling right, perhaps you need to zhuzh up your aura and cleanse it. So I'm going to give you a couple things I want you to think about so that you can do this on a regular basis and have that intention behind cleansing your aura. So you want to make sure you understand first and foremost, we are over 60% water. So water is a really great way for you to use to cleanse your aura. Now, what is an aura? An aura is your energetic field that kind of surrounds you. I happen to believe that everything living has an aura. It has an energetic field. Scientifically, you can look at this under the microscope and you can see a very small energetic hue around every object because everything is vibration. And so vibrationally, you can see that as everything is moving, there is still a residue that's around that. And so that is what your aura is. That's the way I explain it. If you wanted to go ahead and look deeper into that and what is an aura and can you see an aura, go for it. There's some really great deep dives that you may enjoy. Especially if you're interested, if this is striking a nerve and you are curious about an aura, it's pretty amazing. Everything is frequency. Everything is vibration. Everything. Our eyes were made so that we could observe that frequency. So we could see those things in that frequency. Okay. So understand there's so much more than what we can't see. I mean, I would say probably 80% of what's out there, we don't even see. I mean, isn't that what they say about dark matter, right? 80% of the mass in the universe is in the things that we can't see. I think that's something like that. Anyway, I want you to know, don't underestimate the power of water when wanting to cleanse your aura. When you are going to take a shower or a bath and you are feeling that heaviness and know that you need to do a little refresher of the aura, you are going to set intention and you are going to visualize all of the negative gook. Okay, as that water hits, you're going to visualize that coming off of you. Okay, you are going to visualize that going down the drain. All the negative, all of the naysayers, all of that residue from all of the energy that was not serving your purpose, which is for you to feel good and for you to find your happy. If it is not giving you that sense, then that is negative that needs to be washed away. All of the doubt and the shame and the guilt, anything that does not serve you in becoming higher and brighter than where you were when you started, needs to go down that drain. So you need to really think about all that stagnant energy. Maybe you feel like you're stuck in a place. Think of that. The situation, just let that wash over you and cleanse that. So it gives you a whole nother perspective. And when you're done, when you're complete, the great thing is you will feel much cleaner and clearer, crisp. try it. Try it. See how you like it. Remember, it's really about the intention that you set. So first and foremost, understand that this is about you finding your happy, because we all know that's what this is all about. If this is your first time joining me, thanks so much. I'm going to keep it really brief today. But my whole thing that I believe is that our job, the whole reason for being alive, is to find our happiness. And every time we find things to make us happy, it changes our ripple. And that ripple around us starts to radiate and bump into other people. And as it bumps into other people, then their frequency is shifted. And that ripple then starts to expand around them and bump into people in their circle. So you see, by you finding something that brings you happiness, changes that energetic frequency, will actually change the world. Love, light, many blessings. Thanks so much for joining me. This was, again, Energy with Shea Rizzo, Rebecca Rizzo with the red hair. You can find me on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and everything. I will put the links in the comments below. If you like this, please share, like, comment, engage. Let me know how I can help answer, give you tools, perspectives, things that maybe I learned about, or maybe we can deep dive together. Bye, guys. Thanks so much. See you later.